It's all day.
The Power FM Morning News was brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. PSPF. Life is busy, and sometimes updating your information can feel like a burden. But outdated details can delay access to PSPF services when you need them most. The PSPF eKYC platform is a simple, secure way to update your information anytime, anywhere. With just a few steps, you can verify your identity, update your records, and stay connected. eKYC uses secure digital verification methods like one-time passwords and identity validation to ensure your information is accurate and protected. Keep your records up to date and enjoy faster access to your pension services. No queues, no paperwork, just convenience at your fingertips. Visit www.pspf.org.zm today and update your details with PSPF eKYC. PSPF. Keeping your pension promise. Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Renowned good governance activist Gisner Enda joins Active Politics. Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, calls on Electoral Commission of Zambia to enforce the Electoral Code of Conduct to curb political violation ahead of the polls. And within international news, Kenya court ends team sex prosecution. On sports news, Nkwazi secures Super League survival as Zesco United win in Kabwe.
FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has urged the United Party for National Development, UPND, to respect and uphold the democratic rights of all Zambians, including those standing as independent candidates. NGOCC emphasizes that every eligible citizen has a right to seek public office without fear, intimidation, or obstruction. The call comes amidst reports of political violence, intimidation, and tension during the filing of nomination documents in some parts of the country. NGOCC Executive Director Beauty Katebe says while the organization acknowledges the efforts of the police under challenging circumstances, it remains concerned over ongoing disregard of President Hakainde Hichilema's calls against violence by individuals aligned with the ruling party. Ms. Katebe warns that these actions are fostering a culture of anarchy and calls for swift measures to address this. She urges the police to act promptly and proactively to ensure peace and a violence-free 2026 electoral environment, which he said is crucial to protecting the integrity of Zambia's democracy. In addition, she highlights violence against women during nomination processes ahead of the August polls as a serious concern, emphasizing that it remains a major barrier to women's political participation and must be urgently addressed.
We send a call on the ruling party to respect and uphold the democratic rights of all citizens, including those who choose to stand as independent candidates. Every eligible citizen has the right to aspire to public office without fear, intimidation, or obstruction. We also urge the Zambia police to rise to the occasion by acting swiftly and proactively to safeguard peace and order in Choma and across the country, ensuring a secure and violent-free electoral environment is not only necessary but essential to protecting the integrity of the democratic process. Violence against women in elections remains a major barrier to women's political participation. It must be decisively addressed and brought to an end without delay.
In a related development, Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, is urging the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to proactively engage political parties and strengthen the enforcement of the Electoral Code of Conduct to prevent escalating tensions from worsening ahead of the 2026 general elections. TIZ Executive Director Moses Nyambe has emphasized the importance of preserving public confidence in the electoral process as the country approaches the polls, stating that this can only be achieved if all stakeholders commit to peaceful conduct, political tolerance, internal party democracy, gender inclusion, and full respect of constitutional rights. Mr. Nyambe also affirmed that TIZ will continue to monitor the pre-election environment and engage relevant stakeholders to promote peaceful, transparent, inclusive and credible elections that reflect the democratic aspirations of the Zambian people.
TIZ is very deeply concerned by the reports of violence, intimidation and political tension witnessed during the filing of nomination papers in several parts of the country. Now, we believe that such acts have no place in our electoral process and we condemn them in the strongest terms. Elections are a democratic exercise that must be characterized by peace, by tolerance, fairness and respect for the rule of law. And violence and intimidation during the nomination process not only threaten public safety, but they also undermine the integrity and credibility of the electoral environment even before campaigns officially begin. The incidents that have been witnessed are particularly worrying because they create fear among candidates, among supporters and ordinary citizens that wish to participate in the democratic process.
Renowned good governance activist Guest Nyarenda has entered active politics by filing his nomination papers as an independent candidate for Chilanga North. Mr. Nyarenda, Executive Director of Operation Young Vote, says his candidature is grounded in the principles of good governance, accountable leadership, people-driven and centered development, electoral integrity and inclusive representation. He adds that as a leader with civil society background and expertise in governance and electoral matters, he's committed to issue-based politics and advancing the interests of the people with honesty, competence and dedication. Mr. Nyarenda is appealing for peace during the election, encouraging every patriotic Zambian to contribute to maintaining a peaceful, united and active engagement in the democratic process and to desist from any form of intimidation.
I successfully filed in my nomination as an independent candidate for the forthcoming parliamentary elections in Chilanga North. I wish to sincerely thank my supporters, constituents of Chilanga North, stakeholders and members of the media for the encouragement, confidence and solidarity shown throughout this very important democratic process. My candidature is anchored on principles of good governance, accountable leadership, people-driven and people-centered development, electoral integrity, and inclusive representation. As a leader with a civil society background and possessing governance and electoral expertise, I remain committed to issue-based politics.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, emphasizes that quality management systems remain vital for improving product standards and enhancing consumer confidence. Speaking at the ongoing CAMNEX show, ZICSA Domestic Quality Monitoring Inspector Benny Sichunda highlighted the critical role quality management systems play in ensuring locally manufactured products consistently meet required safety and quality standards. He noted that adherence to proper quality control measures help businesses reduce production defects and improve efficiency and increase competitiveness in both local and international markets. Mr. Sichunda called on local producers to invest in quality management systems, explaining that those who prioritize quality are better positioned to meet compulsory standards and achieve wider market acceptance for their products. He further stressed that maintaining high product standards is essential to protect consumers from substandard and unsafe goods. Investing in modern quality assurance systems also contributes to the growth of Zambia's manufacturing sector. Mr. Sichunda urged manufacturers and producers to collaborate closely with ZICSA to ensure compliance with national standards and regulations.
Every manufacturer must have quality management system because nothing works by chance, nothing works on its own. So the system is what ensures consistency, is what ensures that what you produce today is the same as what you produce tomorrow. Obviously, no one wants to buy the product today. It tastes nice, you like it, you go and buy it, you find it tasting different. So one of the major things that SMEs are in production, lab are systems, quality management systems. So if your system is there, the system will lead you to ensure that, first of all, you look at what is this as the piece of environment that I need to meet. Because before you even export, you must meet the requirements you need. Because no product will be allowed out if it doesn't meet
national news, fuel shortages are increasingly disrupting daily life and business activity in Malawi as global oil prices rise amid ongoing instability in the Middle East.